The race is on for the United Conservative Party leadership, and Fort McMurray Lac La Biche MLA Brian Jean, one of the party's original founders, is on the list of hopefuls looking to fill the role that will replace the current Premier of Alberta. Jean has made no secret about challenging current Premier Jason Kenney since a failed leadership bid that is still part of an RCMP investigation in 2018 that saw Kenney win the leadership during the formation of the UCP. Jean, who was recently elected MLA following a March by-election, launched his leadership campaign last Wednesday in Edmonton and in Calgary on Thursday in front of supporters. "I'm looking forward to a fair and good race, a race where we have some great ideas. I'm going to run a positive forward-looking campaign that's optimistic and hopeful," he said, presenting a hope to build a conservative base of like-minded Albertans looking for change. Kenney, the now interim premier, resigned last month after barely attracting 50% of party member support in a leadership review. UCP party officials announced on Tuesday that the election vote to replace him will be held this October 6. The election will include mail-in ballots. Candidates will have until July 20 to officially register with 1,000 party member signatures, and $175,000 in funding raised from donations for a registration fee. Several candidates have made official declarations of their intent to run. The candidates so far include Jean, a one-time leader of the Wildrose Party that merged with Conservatives to become the UCP, Danielle Smith, another former Wildrose leader who left the party to join the Conservative Party prior to the merger, along with multiple UCP MLAs and cabinet ministers currently in the government. Some of the notable early candidates include former Minister of Finance Travis Toews, former Minister of Children's Service Rebecca Schultz, and former Minister of Transportation Rajan Sani. Additionally, Chestermere Rocky View UCP MLA Leela Ahir has expressed her interest, as well as ousted UCP MLA and now independent MLA Todd Lowen. In recent weeks, Village of Amisk Mayor Bill Rock are also joined the race. Supporting Albertans Jean hopes the campaign process will be constructive and not divisive. He said it's time for a good, clean race, one that will show voters the strength of the party. "It's about inviting people that are like-minded people that want to get involved in politics and understand that people who are involved in political parties actually can make a difference in their lives. I want more Albertans to take charge of their affairs on a personal level and a community level," he told Lakeland this week, singling out the important issue of fighting for the equalization referendum to bring autonomy for Albertans. Careful to emphasize he is not in favor of separatist ideals to pull Alberta from Confederation, he still believes the province needs more of a voice when it comes to the country and the prairies. "It's no secret that my theme is autonomy for Albertans. I'm going to push for Alberta to get a fair deal from the rest of Canada. An actual fair deal, which means negotiating with Canada, in Canada, and that's what the equalization referendum is all about. It's about autonomy for Albertans in both their personal life, in their community and within Canada," he said. While Jean has announced his preliminary platform during last week's campaigns, he tells Lakeland this week that healthcare, education, transparent leadership and representing rural needs will be at the forefront of his campaign. "We're going to talk a lot about some policies and a lot about management style. I get the best out of people because I listen, I empower and I bring people together," he said, explaining the need to bring people back to the party and its plans for Alberta's future. "I think it's a tremendous opportunity to renew the UCP. I'm getting into this race to make Albertans the healthiest, happiest and the most free and prosperous people in Canada and the world. That's my goal. I will be releasing a lot of policies that expand on that in the near future." Rural Premier if elected, the local MLA hopes to bring more rural Alberta issues to the table. He hopes that rural Albertans in his own northeastern Alberta riding, and those around the province, will realize the opportunities that can come from having a rural premier to represent them. "The premier in our political system makes a lot of decisions, has a lot of influence. If you get a premier from your riding, you at least have somebody that you know that's at the cabinet table that can make a decision for you and your family," he said, explaining that while having some rural Alberta favoritism, he is running to represent all Albertans. "I'm going to make good designs for all the people of Alberta and their families." The all-for-one sentiment carries over to the party as well, says Jean, who encourages everyone to buy a UCP membership and get involved with the conservative movement in Alberta, whether they want to vote for him or not. He said the goal is for the UCP to win the next provincial election in May of 2023 and continue governing the province. We're in politics to win elections, because without winning elections we can't affect the change we need to bring our vision to Albertans, he said, seeing the coming leadership race as part of the big picture fight to keep the NDP from regaining control of the provincial government. Jean says a vote for him will be a strong vote against the NDP. Voting ballot deadlines for registered UCP members are to be mailed out on September 2 and must be returned by October 3. 5 in-person voting stations will be open across the province on Election Day. The locations will be in the North, South, Central, and Edmonton and Calgary regions. The exact locations will be announced soon, say party officials. Jean hopes his constituents and residents across Alberta understand the importance of voting for someone like him. I truly believe in them and I hope they believe in me just as much, because if they do, we're going to do this.